I'm done hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string, hanging by a string. Because I came to read your paper, and it was your dog that bit me. She knew that blood, that flavor. It's not easy to forget me. Your puppets dancing until they start pulling back on the strings. That's when the cold fingers up the spine, and in response as your thoughts align, you were hanging by a string, hanging by. Yeah.
Take what you can, go as far as you can get. Out of work, blogger staring down the barrel of a gun. While the fat cats in the business suits pay for all the fun. Yeah, the rain's falling hard on the town with the woman's name. It's no better than the others, little nicer, just the same. This is where I live.
There was a rude boy on my bus just the other day. I'll bet he thought, everyone thought, that he looked gay. He had flowers in his arms and kisses in his teeth. It's safe to say, in spite of this, there was rare beef. I said, rude boy, why you lying about everything you say? You bumble clock, pussy hole, everything's okay. He said, dickhead, why you trying to put me in my place? I never said a single word, you judge me by my face. He said, these flowers are for my girlfriend, it's our anniversary. 2 years, 6 months, and kids, we've got three. And then he said, la la. I said, rude boy, I am sorry I ever said those words. I shook his hand and said my name. He showed me back at his birth. He said, Johnny is what you call me when you are my mate. We hung out for a bit, drinking and chatting shit. Now I say, la 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 la. Well, Johnny walked into a bullet just the other day. It's safe to say, in spite of this, you never was okay. He left Becca on her own in the haberdashery. £4 in the bank, in her hands not a thing. And now she says, and now she says, and now she says.
Why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as long as I'm your man,
good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Farabee.
And I'm Jeff Farabee.
Very nice morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning to you. Hi, Mom.
Yes. Well, speaking of the main concourse of the Student Union Building, Blue Chip Cookies, we're down there. We just got coffee at Blue Chip Cookies, and right outside of Blue Chip Cookies, they're having, yes, the poster sale, and a little story about that. I have a very, very large Clockwork Orange poster that I bought when I was probably about 15, 16 years old when I came in, shadowed my sister out here at UBC, and the poster sale was on, and I still have that poster, and a lot of people get freaked out about it, but I thought I would mention that because there's some pretty radical posters down there. I didn't see a Clockwork Orange one down there, but if you're out at UBC, check out the poster sale because there's some pretty awesome posters down there. I guess they do it maybe twice a year or something, a couple times a year. Anyways, moving on, we did start this wonderful episode of Friday Sunrise off with a local artist, Kenton Lowen, also known as The Crackling. We played a track from him. We heard Geppetto. We also played that last week, but I just love that tune. I'm going to play it again. He's currently touring with Dan Mangan. He also drums with Dan Mangan, and he's going to be playing not only with Dan Mangan, but also doing his solo stuff at the Vogue Theater coming up in November, November 11th and 13th. The 13th show is sold out, but they have added another date, being the 11th. We also heard a track from a fellow named Leroy Stagger. Can you tell us a little bit about Leroy Stagger here, Jeff?
I don't really know who he is.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay.
No. That was my CD, but... he is a guy from...
Victoria.
But I think he's moved on to Alberta, so... anyways, that was where I live, which I believe was about Victoria, where he does not live anymore. So...
He lives in Alberta now or something?
I believe so.
Nice. Well, I rather enjoyed that track. That was off of his album Depression River. We also heard a track from a fellow from North Vancouver, Mr. Tobacco Brown. We heard a track from him called Bruised Gin.
Did his parents name him that?
They must have. They must have. I'm sure it's not a stage name or anything, but yeah. Now, we heard... that song was called the 468 Blues. He's going to be playing, he's got a few shows coming up. He's playing at the Bottle Tipper. I'm not sure exactly where that is. I have a feeling it may be in West Van, but I'm not sure. So, yes, but I do know where Falcon Eddie's is, and he's playing there on November 5th and the 15th of November. And Falcon Eddie's is on Commercial Drive.
Get it together!
Oh my god! We also heard a track from a band that I was filling in on a show, another great show right here on CITR 101.9 FM, called The Morning After Show, which happens every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with the wonderful Mexican fellow named Oswaldo Perez. The band was called What a Sun, and they are going to be playing on Halloween at the Backstage Lounge, and they are a pretty entertaining little group. It's, for the most part, a two-man band. One of them plays mostly percussion, and Ronnie Wada, he's kind of the singer-guitar man, but yeah, that should be a good show. They're always a good time. And, yes... Now, we're going to move on to one of my favorite bands called Dr. Dog. Yes, I talk about them every week. And they are coming to town, and I noticed that the past few weeks I've been mentioning this show that is going to be coming up, and I keep saying October 20th, but I was wrong. It's 10 days after that. It's October 30th, same night that Water Sun's going to be playing. So unfortunately, I won't be able to see Water Sun because I am going to see Dr. Dog playing at the Vogue Theater. And tickets are only about $20. So yeah, it's cheap. And they are a really radical band. So we're going to hear another track from them. This is called Shadow People. If you check out their website, I believe it's Dr. Dog Music. .com. They have a new video actually up for this song. And it's pretty cool. So check it out. All right. Here's a little bit of Dr. Dog on Friday Sunrise CITR 101.9 FM.
bird, like a peacock and slam, like a glove and celebrate a Yankee win. And as the black sun looms, so the sweeping of your broom, it tickles me in my grave. Because one day soon that dust will sweep you when your goodness stands to change. It's like a pickled hen, she needs a pop and a gin. It's like that zombie needs his brains. You and me and he make three, the organist entertains. There's no behind the face, behind the name, behind the underwear. So take your jollies, take your leather-bound book, and get the fuck away from me. Baby, you must save me from your stones, save me from your bugs, save me from your Yankee green, if you please, and I will please myself. No, 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 nobody else. Modulation and quadrant. Make a dizzy on the course with a rest on the bridge and observe from the astral plane. If you sing and if you dream, I got dream of a man and his machine in a little room in your brain. Well, he plays notes, it's you and I wrote, so I'll see you, honey, when you're there off the boat.
ocean. Save my wedding vows.
Too young to tell. Is my faith within this place still justified? 'Cause my friends all think the world has gone to hell. Any loss of faith still gets them through the night. so I consider changing sides. Sand is like a virus spreading round, negative and apathetic eyes in the anthems of the poor and no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it. Mama, am I just too old to learn how to see things through a non-suspicious eye? Cause this greediness in people keeps returning, and I don't wanna give my tears to things so dry. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it. It surrounds me when I wake up and head out onto the road. Rage driving, diving down my throat, just trying to get them stories told. It's in those things that people say and fail to say to start a fight. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. Just because it's real doesn't make it right. But no, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it get me down, get me down. No, won't get me down. No, I'm not gonna let it.
New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
But this Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Bus Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Dreams all made soft, all the dreams made real, all of the buildings and
just a dream in somebody's head. She pictures the broken glass, pictures the steam. She pictures a soul with no leak at the sea. Take the boat out, wait until darkness. Let's take the boat out, wait until darkness comes.
Good morning. We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Mark Ferriby.
And I'm Jeff Ferriby.
Yes. So we heard some pretty cool tunes there. I think we left off We started it all off with a track from a band who we've had on the show called the Stolen Organ Family Band. They're originally from, I believe, Calgary or Edmonton, and they spent some time in Kelowna, living in Vancouver, I think, currently. But they are going to be playing in Nelson, if you're going to be in Nelson, on October 28th at the Royal Hotel.
I think there's a lot of listeners in Nelson.
Yeah, probably. And we also heard a track from another North Vancouver fella named Dustin Bentall off of his first album. That was The River Song off of Streets With No Lights. We also heard another band called Reggie Blackout, who we had in studio a few weeks ago. They're pretty cool. They were playing at the Café du Soleil, actually, a few nights ago. I dropped by there. And they do have another show coming up October 24th at the Railway Club. Another one of my favorite venues in town. Also, we heard another guy who we've had on the show. This was probably back in, I can't remember, was it May or June? He's from Australia, from the Melbourne region. And he did a Canadian tour when he was here. When we had him on the show, it was actually the day he was leaving, heading east. Toured around Montreal and made his way back, all the way back to Vancouver, and flew back just at the end of August. But that was Christian Meese and the Sirens off of Beautiful World. That was Mama Not Gonna Let It. And another North Vancouver guy, that was Jonas Chandel off of his latest Jonas Chandel. We heard Mercy Street, another Peter Gabriel cover. He is currently touring with his band Headwater in Europe. I believe they're in the Netherlands right now. So, hey, if you're over there, you might as well go see a Headwater show, because they're a pretty darn good band, eh?
I think I will check that out.
Yep, you're going to be there a few hours or something?
I'm off tonight.
Me too.
All right.
Now we should announce we do have some tickets to give away. Anybody want some tickets? Yes, yes you do. It's for a band called The Morning Benders, and I have to say, I don't know a whole lot about them. In fact, I don't really know anything about them. But I do have their CD here, and we're going to listen to a track. They're playing at the venue on October 20th, of this year. That's just over a couple of weeks, I guess. But I don't know. We briefly listened to a track, but like I said, we don't really know a whole lot about them, because most of the tickets that we have here to give away, I don't know a whole lot about. But maybe next we'll try and learn a bit about the band. But this is called The Morning Benders.
One thing I do know about the tickets that we give away is they are very readily available compared with other radio stations. If you want the tickets, phone us.
Yes.
Because you'll get them. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR.
That's right. So, we're going to hear a track here from The Morning Benders. If you want the tickets, please give us a shout here at CITR on Friday Sunrise. 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Here's The Morning Benders. Yeah.
only song I ever really wrote for, like, the acoustic guitar. Rock and roll is my guitar. Girls, electricity. And if I got both of them, I got all I need. I could live a life without liquor. I know that it'd be hard. But life without girls and rock and roll would break my heart. 'Cause rock and roll ain't a game that you can stop at any time. It's a really serious thing. Like war and crime.
Father, think you're out at Susie's place, boning on the classics, but everyone in high school knows you're heavy into gymnastics. One-way street, never mind the signs, full-charge gasoline in the tank. Your foot is on the gas and the tires say, yay, woman is a danger cat. Night, deep into the night, there ain't no halfway house. You come from good blood, right? On and on. Woman is a danger cat. It's kind of a funny little poem, and it shows.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. That was a little clip from FUBAR 1.
FUBAR 1, sometimes you just gotta give her.
Sometimes you do. FUBAR 2 is currently out. It's been out for about a week, I guess. I haven't seen it yet, but I sure would like to.
Me too.
I actually haven't heard too much about how good the second one is, but I guess I'll have to find out for myself because I certainly enjoyed the first one quite a bit. Yeah. We also heard we heard a couple tracks there. Before that, we heard a track from the Pogues off of the Ultimate Collection. What was that tune called?
If I Should Fall from the Grace of God. I think the Pogues are one of those bands that everybody's heard of, but not everybody has heard.
You know,
everybody's got a friend that has heard of the Pogues, but
that's very true. I to be perfectly honest, I don't think I've ever really listened to the Pogues, at least knowingly. Like you say, yeah.
Well, you just did.
I just did. Yes. No, pretty good band. I'm a big fan of Flogging Molly. Anytime I talk about Flogging Molly, everybody brings up the Pogues. Oh, you ever listen to the Pogues?
Oh, yeah, the Pogues.
But, yeah, no, I haven't. I'll have to borrow that one from you, Jeff.
Before that, it was the Morning Benders.
And
we're giving away tickets. They're still available.
That they are.
604-822-2487.
October 20th at the venue. It's, actually sounded pretty darn good. I kind of like that one. And unfortunately, because I'm a DJ here, I can't just write my name in this little book and say that I won the tickets. So if anybody out there, you know, if you're like, well, I don't have you know, anyone to go with, I'll go with you. Oh, looks like somebody's calling right now. Let's see what they have to say. Hello, CITR.
Oh, hello.
Hi there.
Just calling for the Martin Bender tickets there, if you couldn't give them away before.
Oh, cool. And who's calling here?
Oh, my name is Dave.
Dave. Awesome. Are you a fan of the Morning Benders?
No, actually. Well, I am now, I suppose. That was the first time I had checked them out, actually.
Cool, man. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thanks for calling in for the tickets. I'm just gonna throw on a track here from another band that's gonna be playing in town called Big Tall Garden. They're playing at the Railway Club, October 16th, and they're actually gonna be in on the show next week. So make sure you tune in next week. And yeah, it's gonna be pretty good. But let me just hold you on the line here, and I'll take down your info. Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Won't you look me in the eye and smile at me when you walk by and make me feel like 10 feet tall? Maybe stop and talk to me to cure my curiosity and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Baby, if you got the time, please tell me what's on your mind and make me feel like 10 feet tall. To see a show in black and white and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Hold my hand with all your might and kiss me when you say goodnight and make me feel like 10 feet tall. Remember when your roof fell and I helped to prop it up again. It made you feel like 10 feet tall. Well, now I'm slipping under two and all I really want is you to make me feel like 10 feet tall. I'll take you to
shoveling an axe, he's digging in the yard. I was in the front, wax and the chromium's on his car. Joel's on his way, he's worked on, he's got 12 beers in the truck. As he pulls up, Jesse breaks the shovel, man says, hey, what the fuck? Darren rolls up with a half dozen cups, Tim Hortons, anyone? He rolls a little pinner by the size of his finger, and we all sit in the sun. We all send smoke, drinking Dale jokes from the coffee back to the beer. There's not pace, so we rolled another one just as Ange gets here. Once in time, just to get a hit, smells so nice to the old dog farts, and then the whole yard smells like shit. Well, 8-7-8, brown and laces, spot that we all know. After work, good for the game, that's where we all would go. Was a basement suite with nothing to eat, couple couches on the fire. You can roll another joint if you found a paper, but the bone would get you high.
Well, we're back. Friday Sunrise, CITR 101.9 FM. I love MySpace. I just love MySpace. It's a great resource for music, for independent bands, for... not always so good for radio. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work. And that's what happened there. That's just what happened. But it's okay. We'll get over it.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Well, we should mention we just heard a couple tracks from the first band that we played was a band called Big Tall Garden. I'm a big supporter. They are going to be playing at the Railway Club October 16th, and they have been around. I think they originally formed in 1989. Three young bucks attending Capilano College in the music program there, and they started a band, and they called it Big Tall Garden. And the first album actually came out on cassette. And the one that we just played actually came out in 1995. It's called Full Fathom 5. We heard 10 Feet Tall. And they recently have sort of come back together. Not that they ever really broke up, because Big Tall Garden is a three-piece band, and eventually, I think they just took a break and kind of eventually evolved into another band called The Hermit, which was started off as a solo project of the drummer of the band, Hamish Thompson, and eventually turned into a full band, and the two other members of Big Tall Garden were in that band, and then that band evolved into another band called Ten Sons, and I'm not sure if that band has dissolved or what's going on there, but Big Tall Garden is back in action, and I'm very happy to say that, because they are one of my favorite bands, and I'm very happy to say that they are going to be playing at the Railway Club October 16th. It's a Saturday night, also with another band that I know quite well called The Get Down.
How do you know The Get Down?
I just know them really well. They're just nice guys. And we heard a track from them called 878. Yes. And they're going to be playing as well. And the band... Go ahead.
No, I'm done. You go.
Oh fine.
I'm
whatever.
Going.
I didn't even hear or want to know what you were going to say anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Fine.
The band that we did try to play off of MySpace is called, and it's kind of hard to pronounce, the Armadillitants. And I think they're also from North Vancouver. And unfortunately, I couldn't play that tune because MySpace was screwing up with me. And funnily enough, I'm going to try and play another band off of MySpace called The Geese. And before we do that, I have to congratulate our ticket winner. Thank you, Dave. I will do my best to pronounce your last name, Garioche. Yeah, called in and won two tickets to the Morning Benders. They're going to be playing at the venue October 20th. Yeah, that should be a pretty good show. So congratulations, Dave, on your ticket win. Don't forget, you can just pick up your tickets at the door. And yes, so now we're going to move on and hear a band that is going to be coming to the show. We don't have a set date, but I saw them play. It was last Friday night. Now, if you were tuning in last Friday, we did an interview with a couple folks that came out from Ontario, Richard LaViolette and also a lady named Jenny Omnicord. They're playing at Café du Soleil, and the Geese actually opened up before them, and they were really good. So I talked to them, and they're going to be coming to the show, and we're going to hear a track from them. And unfortunately, I bought a couple of vinyl records that night, one from Richard LaViolette and one from Jenny Omnicord, but I forgot them at home. I kind of wanted to play a track from each of those, but I guess we might have to wait till next week. So anyways, moving on, we're going to hear a song called Le Beau Risque. From
Rototo?
Just Risque.
Oh.
Yes, from the Geese. Risque from the Geese. All right, here we go. Maybe we're not going to hear that. You know why? Because it's MySpace. And MySpace just doesn't always work. So.
Now what do you want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll have to move on.
Go to traffic?
Yeah, let's go to traffic. And to traffic. What's happening down there out on Westbrook Mall there, Jeff? What's happening out there on the streets?
I don't know. We got no windows in here. I can see from my position in the control room here the record room.
Oh, yes. There's plenty of records in the record room. I'm sure there's some buses pulling into the bus stop. And that has been traffic brought to you by Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
No problem.
And so, I guess in the meantime, we're going to hear another track from Big Tall Garden. This next one is called The Boy in the Woodshed. I think we played this last week, but it's another one of my faves. All right. It's Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM.
The boy in the woodshed is not very old. A long leather belt, what is wicked and cold, will snap at his back so he does what he's told, and he ain't gonna cry anymore. He's got 12-year-old shoes for 5-year-old feet, nothing to stand on and nothing to eat. Mom gives him liquor to put him to sleep, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. Chevy Dad drives into town to work in the mill that will soon be shut down, and he'll watch dear old Dad drive that car in the ground, but he ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore. By the old parish hall, he loaded a rifle for the first man he saw. Now his picture is tacked on the post office wall, and he ain't gonna cry anymore. He ain't gonna cry anymore.
stop. Don't want to walk in these shoes no more. Lend me your hand, we'll pretend for a minute then. There was never such a thing I wore. But I can't hide forever. I'm in line like a treasure in the sand. Made my deal with the devil, but never stuck around to shake his hand. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind. Roll up my peace of mind. I know I probably shouldn't be telling you this, just I can't keep it inside no more. I got a feeling this shit just ain't tight in it. That I could never give no more. And now I'm awake till the end. Write my letters and throw them away. Too many bills now to pay them. This ain't a way to live, I say. So I roll up my peace of mind. Sweet leaf treats me so kind.
We're back on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM. Just heard a track from another local band called Giraffe Aftermath. They are doing pretty good around town. That was Peace of Mind off of their latest EP. Yes.
I'm going to have to get them in here again and just Giraffe back.
Yes, that's true. Yes, we did. We did have them on the show. And speaking of the show, we've had quite a few bands over the period of however long we've been on the air. But you can always check out those shows and hear how those bands sounded in studio if you go to CITR.ca and check out the podcasts. Also, if you go to vanmusic.ca, there's quite a good resource for music. Some of the podcasts are up there as well, and that's where Jason the Bear Paulette is he's a founder of that website, and he should hopefully be calling in again next week. I know he's been pretty busy, and anyways, I just want to say thanks for listening again, and once again, congratulations to Dave, who won the tickets to the Morning Benders on October 20th. We're going to close the show out with another track from them before Marie steps in for Synchronicity, spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul. And yes, don't forget, we have a Facebook page, and you can check us out there too, and yada, yada, yada. I guess until next week, we have Big Tall Garden coming in, so make sure you tune in. They are a... It's going to be a good show. Alrighty, thanks again for listening, and we will talk at you next week.
Thank you.